4DJW Mobile. Hey, is it getting close to the end of the workday?
Pulled out of my last stop. Got done a little early today.
Well, I hope it was a productive day, a memorable day.
It was a good day. I won't know how good until I look at the numbers if you're going to just go off that, but overall, I think it was a good day without looking.
For me, NVIDIA blew the top off the mountain. That's always a good day, where they blow the old record away and create a new all-time high.
One right?
Yeah, that's good when that happens. The market was down, but I was up. I was part of what was down earlier, but then the rest of the market went down, and the other half of mine that was down all of a sudden went up. So you just never can tell. It's just like playing whack-a-mole.
That's why I don't mess with it, unless it's something I can put it in there and leave it, because I just don't have the time to sit and watch it.
Watching it, but I was going back and forth. I wasn't staying on it, but I was able to flip over to that desktop every now and then and keep an eye on it. And it was nice to see it blow the top off a mountain.
Good. I'm glad things are doing good for you.
Is rain coming? I hear two things. Rain is setting in and it's going to get colder. You know what that means.
House, they're calling for freezing rain and then transferring over to rain during the day and high winds. And I think they're just calling for rain and high winds down here.
Because what I had heard last was abnormally low temperatures. Hopefully the winds will blow that out.
Changes like every 10, 15 minutes. You have to stay on top of it, too.
Went to the grocery store today. That's what I'm doing now, going home from the grocery store just to stock up. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been there. It's good to stock up every now and then. Things are starting to run a little bit low.
From time to time, but I'm sure you're like me and my wife, just two of you and the dog. It don't take much to stock back up.
From my mother-in-law down in Fort Myers when we were down there 2 weeks ago. She got a finicky dog, just like I got a finicky dog. I don't know that the dog doesn't consume as much as we do, and it's a little bitty dog, but she's very finicky, so she put me on the idea of these chicken breasts that you can cook and freeze and thaw them out in the microwave, and they seem to love them. My dog loved them down there, so I'm going to try something new for the dog. But for the wife and me, we order about half of what we eat, and we cook the other half, so it's like 50-50.
About the same for us. It's hard to cook for just two people, and then when you do, you generally got leftovers you got to deal with.
Those leftovers last. They turn into my lunches. I'll go longer with leftovers than she will. She'll eat leftovers the next day, but that is it. I'll go 2 or 3 days past the original cook date.
I usually try to skip a day and then get back at them.
I mean, like when she cooks for something like New Year's Day or Christmas Day or Thanksgiving Day or something like that, I just can't get enough. I can't wait. I just go ahead and start from day one, and I get tired of it all about day four.
Year, I'm about the same way, but like throughout the regular year, like she fixes a pot of chili, I might eat it today or tonight, and then I might skip it tomorrow and go back to it Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, chili. We haven't had that in a while, since before the holidays started. I'm going to plant that seed and see if it grows.
What's wrong with chili?
She makes really good chili, and she makes really good vegetable soup. And those usually last for several days. Thanksgiving with turkey and stuff like that, she does really good with that. But like you said, during the off times when it's not holidays, she's got a mean chili and vegetable soup, both. Anyway, Patrick, I'm about to pull in here. I hope you have a safe trip up the mountain. good talking to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Good to talk to you also. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile.
KX, M4ZLK.
Shane, KO4HKX here.
Hey, I just left the house and got both of you on the input there. Just flipped it over just to try it. You were a little bit stronger than David.
Just coming up 25. Just coming into Traveler's Rest now, so probably pretty close to you.
And how'd the net go last night? I didn't, obviously you noticed I didn't check in.
Had, I think it was 54 check-ins, and Larry and Gary hung around ragtag with me for a few minutes. But other than that, it went good.
Last night? Better than I am. Good for him. I know he was painting a good bit yesterday. I wasn't sure if he was gonna be able to stay up that late.
I talked to him about his FCC license is still coming up at his old address, so I have to correct that in my system so I can get it right when he does check in.
I think he corrected it on QRZ, but I guess that's a different website, isn't it? You have to go to the FCC for that.
Well, with the system, you can pull it from either one. But I checked the FCC first, and then I'll go to the QRZ.
Glad you mentioned something to him. Maybe he'll get that straightened out. I'm going to jump out real quick. I'm running some things to the dump here on the way to work. I'll be back in a little bit. How much further do you have to go?
I'll be around KO4HKX.
Back in a minute. N4ZLK.